Bishop Brian Farrell, you're just back from Kerala then for a meeting with the Malankara Orthodox Church. Just tell us a little bit, very briefly, about the history of this church.
Christians have been present from the beginning in India. And we have to remember that for 1,400 years, they were practically on their own with very little and very sporadic contact with other churches in other areas, except that once in a while they had contact with missionaries who would come from the eastern part of, let's say, Persia. Now, when the Portuguese arrived, they found this vibrant Christian community, which had developed its own way of celebrating and of living the Christian message. Unfortunately, the efforts to make them more like Europeans created a rift in the Christian population, so that we now have not just Catholics and Orthodox, but in more recent times there has also been a division between the Orthodox. So we have a number of different churches present, in particular in the southern part of India, in Kerala. So every year there is a formal theological dialogue between the Catholic Church, represented by its different rites, the Syro-Malabars and the Malankara Catholics, and the Latin Catholics on the one side, and then the Orthodox. There are two sessions of dialogue, actually, because we have two Orthodox groups.
So you were over there with the Catholic delegation, and could you tell us something about the goal of this particular meeting?
Right. The dialogue itself is, if you wish, sponsored by our Pontifical Council, so the moderator is always the secretary of the council. Now, the dialogue has produced over the years, and I should say that 25 years ago, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the visit of Pope John Paul II to Kerala in 86. And this was basically the beginning of the dialogue. At that time, they began to think, why not have a formal dialogue? And after a few years, it was organized. So it was kind of a commemoration, too.
Up till that point, there had been very little contact between Orthodox and Catholics.
Well, contact on the ground, because they all lived together in the same places, the same towns and villages and so forth. But no real efforts to be closer to each other, to understand the need to move together towards greater Christian unity and solidarity. Now, that has changed. There's huge interest, and also because India is facing the challenges of an economy which is going very well, and the inroads now of a more secular world. And so the churches feel that they have to stand together. So that's all positive. The good thing has been that in recent years we have been able to not just discuss theological issues of difference between the churches, but to reach an agreement with both groups on something very concrete, something that affects the lives of thousands of these Christians, especially where they are no longer in their own homeland, but are, for example, hundreds of thousands of them are working in the Gulf states or in the Middle East and so on. So we've reached an agreement on the use of churches and cemeteries, and the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, and in one particular case, in the question of mixed marriages, all of which were hugely problematic for families and individuals, where you had a Catholic and an Orthodox, or a Catholic family living without a Catholic priest, and an Orthodox family without a cemetery, and so forth. So all of this now has the approval of the Synod of the Orthodox Syrian Church and the approval of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Kerala, which is an enormous step forward and very helpful for people.
So in a very practical sense, this means that wherever these two communities are, as you say, particularly the immigrant workers in foreign countries, they can share these facilities and personnel.
Yes, and all it requires is to request the use of a church or a cemetery or whatever from the local bishop or the person in charge.
Is this a kind of model? You're talking about India as a very particular church, a very independent church. Yeah. Is this a kind of model that could perhaps be envisioned for other areas where the Catholic Orthodox dialogue has perhaps run into difficulties theologically?
Well, I wouldn't want to say that this is an excuse for not making progress in theology, but we already had, for example, in the Middle East, with a number of the Orthodox churches, we already had this kind of practical agreement, but not everywhere and not with all the churches. So in that sense, yes, I would hope that this would become a model that we would be able to promote so that people who live together in the same town, the same village, in the same family might be able to express their faith in a way that's much more open and helpful.